Here we go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerd 2 podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And we have a guest tonight.
I'm Pat.
He is a former guest, and he has come visiting us from the West Coast.
Third time live. Yeah. Fourth time total.
Yes.
Because I Skyped in during the
100th episode.
Yeah. So welcome back.
Hey.
All the way from the West Coast.
Yeah.
West Coast.
So,
the state of potatoes. I'm not giving away where I live, though.
Nevada, right?
Close.
Yeah. But,
Wisconsin, we're not, Sam.
Since we have a guest on, we're going to do the game. But
Yay!
The game's going to be later.
Yeah.
And the categories are
Dragon Ball, Pokemon, and Harry Potter.
Harriet Potter, apparently.
Of course.
Harriet Tubman.
of course, Harriet Potter is involved.
Facts.
When Pat's on the show, it's always Harry Potter. Whenever we talk about it. So, but before that, what we're going to do is just quick hits of the news. We watched movies.
Yeah. Well, one, two,
three. So
four. Something we don't do a lot.
Yeah. Well, 2018, Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Sam watched it a while ago, but he held off because I wanted to watch it just to give.
Just
give and take on
talk
it.
Talk about this movie.
Yeah.
You know.
And then because Sean is Sean, he recommended we watch Serenity. Because
it was free.
Yeah. So.
And it came out this year, and it was a notorious movie from this year.
Yeah. And that came and went.
Yeah.
And then I watched John Wick 3, which is not really up anybody else's alley, I guess, but
I have some comments about it.
Oh, you do?
I haven't seen it, but I can comment on it.
I still have to see the first two.
So we'll do John Wick 3 as well, and we'll give ratings on that. But why don't we start off with the quick news things?
All right.
We'll start off with Gears of 5.
Gears of 5.
Came out yesterday.
Gears of 4.
Oh, my God. It's a long day.
Gears of War 5.
Or yes. Gears 5, which is what I meant to say.
I honestly thought you did that on purpose.
Yeah, like, we were talking about lack
a little
of
joke.
We were talking about lack of sleep earlier, and I think it's starting to catch up to me now instead of at the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm pretty jet lagged also.
Yeah. Anyway, Gears 5 came out yesterday. Well, the actual game came out yesterday, but you could play if you had a Game Pass or pre-ordered.
Thursday, I believe last week it came out over the weekend. Yeah. You could play if you downloaded it, but it's in stores Tuesday.
Yeah. So it's still a big hit. The reviews are very strong.
Okay.
As always, no real. They've already nailed it, fixing everything from the first game and putting it into the second. So
I heard really it's an open world now, or open world ish game. Now.
All games are like
there's
open
different
world ish.
With Gears, it's more of a. You play for the Horde in the multiplayer.
Yeah.
At this point, it's not the game itself is a
is Horde
a good
is
story.
I do
is
like,
that like zombies.
Well, it's you hunker down and they just send waves of enemies at you.
Yeah. So it's really good and it's tough. It's actually tough to do certain things, but it's all team based and you have different skill sets and things like that. So the higher levels you go, the harder the difficulty levels, the higher you go. The harder it actually is, and you need to actually coordinate, and people who talk is best, and it is actually involved, which is good. Video games need to be involved if you're trying to do stuff to keep it fun.
You
but there's
play the shit out of that. What was it, Gears
3.
2 or 3?
3 we played a lot of.
Yeah, we played a lot of 3.
Chris, have you played the fourth one?
Yes, I played a lot.
And what are your thoughts on the fourth one?
Really I loved it. I think the campaign itself wasn't really perfect, but the Horde I liked a lot. So it was the only thing I play. Horde is the only thing I play for Gears 4 right now.
I always have to play this solo. Well, not solo, but just like the campaign.
Oh, you play
I
it once through.
Yeah.
You play it once
through. You got to play it once through before you really play anything
else. And what
else.
You do is you set it to the high difficulty level, and then you just go. So you get all the achievements. You only have to play through it once.
Oh, okay.
And it's you only do it once, and that's
the
it.
The one
you don't
thing
need to
that I've always...
Time.
love, I don't know how long they've been doing this, but the one thing that I really like about Gears, playing co-op, is I've played it with Amy, which she's not a huge gamer. You know, she's a very novice gamer. But with Gears, we can play the solo campaign, or the co-op campaign. I can go on, like, legendary mode.
Yep, and she can
go on... And she can go on beginner mode.
Yep.
And we'll play the same game, and the enemies are just easier for her. And that's kind of really nice, because it gives me a challenge, but she's also having fun. Yeah.
So they fixed it. I'm pretty sure they do that with Gears 4, and I think that's the... I want to say that's the first time they did it.
Well, they
but
did
it could have been
know,
a 3. Been
Gears a 3. 1, well, the Xbox One version of Gears 1, I know for a fact they did it for that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember that in the original game.
Yeah.
So, you guys play this game a lot. Can either one of you explain to me what the hell's going on in that game?
Sort of, because I've asked people.
Are they fighting like an alien invasion?
No, it's not aliens. The locusts come from underground.
From underground.
Okay.
But it's like something like the locusts are people who were experimented on with the, like, something.
Honestly, I forget.
I really forget, too. And then
the thing is, I played the campaign through again, and I can't.
And, like, the glowing stuff then turned them into glowing creatures, and then they started fighting the normal locust people, but then there were the zombie things in the third one that I don't understand when Dom dies.
Also,
spoiler.
Also, just, like, why is everyone built like a tractor trailer truck? Yeah,
they're all, like, massive.
All except Carmine.
Yeah, poor Carmine. Right. I love Carmine, though. That was honestly one of my favorite, like, video game...
secondary characters.
No, like, when the third one came out, they were selling shirts that were, like, Carmine lives and Carmine dies, and depending on which shirt sold the most, that's what was going to happen to Carmine in the third one, and apparently people wanted Carmine to live, so he lived in it. Because he almost dies, like, 5 times
in all the games. All the games.
Well, the first one, he dies, like, immediately. Yeah. And then the second one, it's like, oh, it's his brother. And he gets eaten by the worm. And then the third one, he gets, like, shot in the head. And you're like, oh, he died. And then he's like, oh, it just grazed me. It's like, oh, he almost died.
Well, sound almost disappointed.
It was Carmine.
It's
that South Park episode where Kenny almost dies, like, 4 times.
Yeah.
God damn, Kenny, why won't you die?
The campaign is... I think it's a good story for the campaign, though. It's just... Unfortunately, it's forgettable.
I really can't explain, but here's the thing.
Is Batista in this one?
Is Batista?
No. Danny Batista wants to do the live action.
That's right, yeah. And Joe DiMaggio.
He's big enough.
John DiMaggio. Yeah.
He's got the right size.
No, I have to admit, he does fit the bill of Marcus Phoenix.
Yeah. But the main guy. Marcus Phoenix is voiced by John DiMaggio, who does Bender Bending Rodriguez from... Futurama.
I love that show.
I know. It's great.
Well, anyway, Gears 5 came out, and I will be getting it after wedding season's over.
I cannot wait to hear your review, because Gears 4 recently was on Xbox Gold free, so I actually downloaded it, so I got to play it. Yeah.
Good. So. If you do it, let me know, because we can do online horde together. Because it's a lot better if you know somebody, and you can actually talk to them and explain to them what the hell to do.
Yeah.
Because
it still free?
I don't know. I pay attention to those month things.
It might be if you go online because it just came out.
It's September, so it might have been just August. Do you have an Xbox One?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get those free games all the time.
I don't know if they have gold right now, though.
Oh.
I have to get gold again.
But, if you see it, if you do decide to do it, let us know, and I can schedule. It's hard to do 50 on Legendary is... It takes forever.
Yeah.
Forever. It takes 2.5-3 hours.
I should know that I super suck at shooting games.
That's you'd be the engineer.
Unless it's Mass Effect, then I'm pretty good.
You know, it was awesome. I think it was like two or 3 months ago. NHL 19 was free on Xbox Live.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. So I was like, yes, please.
Why didn't you text me that?
Sorry, I didn't know you had an Xbox.
Even then, I would have bought an Xbox.
Oh boy.
The free games on Xbox are phenomenal. Yeah. I love them.
Well, anyway, Gears 5. All right. I will be getting it after all the weddings are done in September, and then I'll give it my review. There's and even weddings. Then, it will work out the kinks and stuff, and let all those downloads just go. All right, next up, Apple TV Plus released a price.
Yay.
$5.
$5 for all those programs that they've talked about.
Yeah, 12. I think it's a dozen. Roughly a dozen.
Dozen programs?
Original content.
What
programs.
Are they, though?
I couldn't tell you if I tried.
Morning one show.
Is the, oh, yeah, is the morning show that costs more than Game of Thrones.
Yeah. The morning show. Okay. So it's $5.
Pat, you're just like rolling your eyes over there.
And it comes out November 1st. The streaming service is November 1st, which is 11 days before Disney Plus, and it's $2 cheaper.
But Disney has more.
But Disney.
But does it have Lion King?
Which one? The live action?
Either one.
No, it doesn't have it.
They're both the same thing. So
yeah. So Apple is, we've discussed this at length, but Apple's falling into this dilemma where Warner Brothers is feeding into the HBO app, and then CBS and all of its content is feeding into the CBS app, and then Disney, yada, 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 and so on and so forth. Apple doesn't have that.
It's just Apple doesn't have the original programming.
Well, sort of that, like, to me, like Apple in general, I feel that they're so far behind. Like iOS 13 just introduced swipe, and this revolutionary new texting idea, you could swipe instead of pushing buttons.
Yeah,
like Android Tats, it's like Android 2.
Yeah.
Apple, like when Apple first came out with their iPhones, it was revolutionary. The problem is everyone else caught up and surpass them within like a couple of years.
By the iPhone 4, pretty much. Yeah. Everything was caught up.
Yeah. So, like, you want something better? I mean, get an Android. But, like, I feel like this is Apple, to compare it to, like, Borders with the ebook. Just, like, they're trying to hop on this trend, and it's just going to backfire horribly. It's like, yeah, there's
time will
something.
Tell. Time will tell.
Yeah, like this morning show, like that's not enough to save this.
Yeah, but like Apple didn't have to do this.
No, but no.
You know what their problem.
But right now is the time, though. You want to get your piece of the pie.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You want to get your piece.
If you're going to do it, the cost of entry into the industry right now is like a car industry. It takes so much money right now.
Yeah,
because you have all those big streamers.
Yep.
So this is you're right. This is the time to do it. I don't think they're doing it the right way by actually saying. So they also released a bunch of new phones and watches and all this other junk. But
Apple,
if you get your
card,
if you get your new phone,
oh, the Apple card, yeah.
If you get your new phone, you automatically get a year subscription to the Apple TV Plus. So they're trying to do that, but I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
people don't get new Apple products or even new other phones for that matter.
They used
as soon
to.
As they come out, they used to, but not so much anymore. Yeah, they're kind of wising up to all that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the right way to do it. I think it's just charge your $5. You already stepped in front of the game by coming out almost a week and a half before Disney Plus because you want to hit that.
Well, in a way, they should do what Disney's doing. It's like Disney owns Hulu. Disney owns ESPN. Disney owns these companies. So when they come up with a streaming service, they just pull everything. Everything that's ours.
They already have a bunch
of buildings. So instead of Apple trying to build contracts with these companies... Hey, Universal, here's $40 billion. I'm making numbers up, obviously, but buy the companies.
You're right.
Or don't waste your time.
Yeah.
So or work out a deal with, like, Universal, or it'd be like, we'll have exclusively Universal stuff on our
app. I mean, Universal has, I mean, not just Universal, but they also have Illumination, which is a bunch of kids' movies, you know, cartoons.
They have all of NBC and stuff like that.
So, like, they, why not?
What was I going to say? They did create their own entertainment studios.
Yes.
Apple did, which is step one, I guess. It's not a step in the wrong direction, but it's definitely a step in the right one. Create your own entertainment studio that is solely meant to create content for
like Apple usually is, it's too late for it.
I think it's too late.
When Netflix started to pick up, when Netflix changed to their two services as long ago as like 9 years ago, when they changed to no longer renting and streaming, when they went, hey, there's a strictly streaming thing, that's when you build your studio. That's when you build your library to compete with Netflix. Not now when they have everything, and now there's Disney. I think Disney might actually take a pretty good chunk of Netflix's pie.
I can almost guarantee that.
I guarantee you it's going to be Disney Plus be number one, Netflix number two, and then
everything else, and then
probably Amazon after that.
Yeah, Amazon number three.
Prime's coming up with a lot of content on their own right now.
Well, which is good. Man, the High Castle, which is season three already, but that show is amazing.
I think Bosch is on that too. Like Ryan and his family enjoy.
I've heard good things about The Tick, and eventually I'll watch it.
It got canceled, didn't it? I'm pretty sure it did.
Jack Ryan series is coming back out. Season two. Jack Ryan season two is coming out.
And we're not even mentioning Carnival Row.
Or Grand Tour.
David Tennant movie, I think it was called.
Good Omens.
Good Omens with David Tennant.
Yeah, Grand Tour is also on there, which is huge, I think.
And the boys.
And I personally feel Amazon has good movies, too. Like, the movies on Amazon are...
They do, which we will get to one of them that would, like, air, was hopped on Amazon.
Oh, plus they got the Expanse coming out, too.
Yeah.
Somebody seriously needs to watch it.
Three of us tried.
Did you really?
So I will be the one to bite this bullet. So John, Sam, and I, when we texted everybody for that game night thing, what happened was we were waiting for people and we're like, let's throw on the Expanse. Oh. We watched the first 15 minutes of it and it sucked. No,
it's kind of like I can't think of the movie, which is proof of the point. We were up in your room and your old house.
Yeah,
and it was some stupid movie. Well, I remember it was some dude who was skydiving and he forgot to do his parachute, and like we just didn't pay attention to the movie at all. It was such a terrible freaking movie. I think it's about like dragons or some shit like that.
Oh, Rain of Fire.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Like we're like, wait, this movie's over? What the fuck just happened? Like we didn't pay attention to it. It made no sense.
It's so weird to look back and be like, oh, that's a Christian Bale Matthew McConaughey.
That's an underrated movie.
In fairness, that movie just kind of ends.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Unlike any Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, man. I like that movie.
I've caused fist fights because of that movie.
Really? Rain of Fire?
No, because of Lord of the Rings.
Like, what, literally. Did you say Sam's the hero?
No, I said... No, alcohol was involved. And the person who started the fight was super, super drunk. And basically... We egged her on. We basically were arguing left and right and sideways. It was two huge Harry Potter fans arguing with her over which one was better.
Oh, Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. And then I used my typical... Return of the King wouldn't fucking end. Like, the movie ended like 20 minutes into the movie, but it was a 4-hour fucking movie. Like, the movie was over 20 minutes in.
It's a little rich hearing a Harry Potter fan complain about length, but...
Shut up, Sam.
Just saying.
You're not... I'm not outnumbered anymore.
No. I mean, I see your point, but in the movie itself, either movie, the Harry Potter, the last movies, when the story was over, the movie ended.
Hey, he's got a point.
Yeah, and when
that's just I usually stop before that even starts.
Yeah, it's, what, 3 pages in the book itself?
And then also the start of another book.
Shh. He doesn't know that.
There's an 8th Harry Potter book. Yeah, have you read it, Chris?
The Cursed Child?
Is that the Cursed Child? No, that's a play.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
Oh, you don't like
Which
it?
Which one is it?
It's the Cursed Child.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, that was a book?
Yeah, they wrote the screenplay for it.
It's a screenplay that she just published.
Wow. Well, it wasn't hers. She approved it. She didn't write it.
Yeah, all right. She had a huge hand in it. Yeah.
She wrote Fantastic Beasts.
That's basically what it was.
God.
She makes so much money.
Yeah.
She gives a bunch of it away, though, apparently.
She does, like, because she was on welfare when she wrote the first book, and she pretty much gives back a lot of money. Like, she's one of the most humble people. Like, if you saw her now, if you didn't know who she was, you wouldn't know she was extremely wealthy.
She is the George Lucas of the that kind of fantasy realms.
British George Lucas.
Yes, but I think she's
like, here's what it is. Oh, I meant to do this, though. Oh, and I meant to do that. And I meant to do this and this and this. And this changes the entire character for that.
She changed Dumbledore's age.
She changed one thing.
She changed his age.
Dumbledore.
She changed his age to make it fit. And then she added a brother.
To Dumbledore.
She added a sibling.
Yeah.
The entire 7th book is about Dumbledore's life.
She, like, retconned so much. A sibling. It's so dumb. No offense.
To fit a storyline. Oh, I can't stand the second Harry Potter movie. That Fantastic Beasts.
Okay.
I am not on board.
I mean, he hates it.
I'm going to watch the rest of them 16 times each, but...
You're right, though, because it's only building up to the Dumbledore exactly. Grindelwald
fight. I'm looking forward to that fight.
Yeah, that's it.
Like,
that's
ignoring the actor. I don't care if it's stick figures fighting. I don't care if it's Jude Law versus Johnny Depp.
Honestly,
like,
Jude Law is not the worst part of that movie. He actually does a pretty good job.
No, you're right.
Like,
you're right.
He kind of matches Michael Gambon's character.
Yeah.
It's just minus 50 years
like,
or whatever.
I like 90% of that movie. I personally like the movie. Like,
The second one?
Yeah. Just the ending is horrendous. The ending ruins the entire movie.
That movie is just things happen in that movie, and they just they don't really bother explaining why they happen.
Sam has seen it.
I've seen it. Oh yeah, he's seen it.
I'll backtrack then. The overlay, I like some of the things they did in the movie. Like I didn't like how they basically rehashed the Bogger in the closet. I didn't like that. Dumbledore was not a Defense Against Dark Arts teacher. He shouldn't be teaching that to the students. He was Charms, I believe.
I forget. That's a callback.
I know he wasn't Defense Against Dark Arts.
Did pre-Cal.
But like, I liked how Queenie joined Grindelwald. Like, that made sense to me why she would.
But she can read people's minds. Shouldn't be able to read his mind and be like, this guy's bad.
What he
was saying, is that true? There's a skill that has you stop reading it. Like, you can defend it. But she believes what he was saying. A world where wizards aren't in shadows, they're not hidden. That's what she wanted. She wanted to marry a muggle or a nomad, whatever the fuck the term is in America.
Interracial, pretty much.
Yeah,
interracial.
She wanted that, and Grindelwald is manipulative, and Grindelwald
was in that speech being like, let's kill all the muggles or enslave them.
He didn't say that. He even said in the, somebody even said in the movie, I can't think of it, just a random magic character, basically said, so kill all the muggles. He's like, no, not all of them. They serve a purpose.
Yeah, enslavement.
Yeah. No, I don't know, but he was, even in the books, a very manipulative person.
But she can read minds.
Well, you can also stop it, though. There's ways to stop it.
Sam, magic.
it is magic. It's Harry Potter, yeah. Dude. Come on, it's magic.
So I want to do this thing. I think I told Chris, I think I'm going to say it again, though. I want my kid to believe magic is real. Like, we went to Universal, got the wands that interact with the park. And all it is it's an infrared camera. I want to set up for my TV where I can change the channel and do a bunch of stuff.
Say the remote is magic.
No, I want to do it with an actual magic wand, though, like a Harry Potter wand.
Yeah, say your remote is a magic wand.
She got Lupin, I got Ginny.
Okay. That's fitting for you. You like Ginny a lot, so.
Have one on the dishwasher. I can turn the dishwasher on.
Are you on Pottermore? Well, it's not called Pottermore anymore. What's your Patronus?
A hummingbird.
That's okay.
I pause for a reason. Imagine someone my size. Expecto Patronum.
I like to think it's as fat as you are.
It's just bad. You got the little wings.
It flies out, tries to fly, hit the ground.
Fuck. Excuse me, can you just bring the flower to the ground? I can't get up there. Mine is a white swan, so it doesn't...
Why has it got to be white?
That's what it told me. Pottermore has the race question, so...
Yeah. Did you do the American schools?
Not the American one. I did the British.
What'd you get?
Gryffindor.
Slytherin.
Slytherin, really?
Yeah.
Oh boy. So if we had everybody in the office do it. And it was not really one of my proudest moments, but it's just...
Well, I don't know. Like, for me, like, in most times when I'm watching a movie or seeing something, I usually side with the bad guy. In certain things.
It depends.
Like, for me, in most cases.
That Hitler guy, man, he had some good ideas.
Alright, before Sam gets in a real trap here. Before Sam gets into a wicked deep trap, why don't we move on?
All right.
Should we move on to Sam? On. Let's get your takes on Bumblebee. Speaking of Hitler and Bumblebee being in the World War II.
So.
You can't even get it out.
So, new Transformers movie came out in 2018, Bumblebee, in the past.
Which, I like to point out, critics said this was the good one.
Yeah, that's...
Which does not give me much faith for the others.
Sam, John Cena was in it.
Haley, what's the other one? Haley Steinfeld.
Who's an actual good actor.
Actress.
But she's not Megan Fox. I mean, come on.
True. True.
I said good actor, so no.
Or the other one, Rose Huntington.
Megan Fox is a great actor if you put her on mute. Just kidding. If you're listening, I love you.
Oh boy. I thought Sam would dig the hole. Anyway, Bumblebee. It really wasn't as good as everybody hyped it up to be.
No, it's this is a movie for kids, right?
I guess so, but there's a lot of like death.
Yeah.
It's definitely PG-13 at least.
Yeah. And like John Cena's in it. I think.
Is he actually like does he F5 somebody? Does he suplex anybody?
Five knuckle shuffle? No. I don't think so. I can't recall that.
Does his music play?
Okay. So a couple things to point out.
Oh my god, who is it? It's John Cena! And it just like comes out.
Like, honestly, if that's how he got introduced, this movie would be 1,000 times better.
I don't know. When you saw that she was a diver,
yeah,
did you 100% know that at some point in the end of the movie she was going to do a high dive?
Well, duh, I'm not dumb.
Yeah. Except, you know what they did? You know what they did to finish it out? For some reason, there's a canal in the middle of wherever they are, and they have to flood the canal, and she jumps through.
Oh, God.
But except before they do that, there's going to be a bunch of crashed ships and a whole bunch of metal in the canal, and it's filled with water. So, you know, she dives clean. She doesn't hit anything. And then I don't know what she's going to do. Lift Bumblebee out of the water.
I think she kisses him, and he turns into a frog.
Yeah.
The other way around. And
it transforms into a frog Bumblebee.
A frumblebee.
Frugglebee.
What was I going to say? The couple things to note. They had a bunch of Cybertron battles, which I think was 10 times more interesting than what actually happened on Earth.
Which is the sizing right in this movie? Because I remember watching the first one, where all of a sudden he's like my size, and then he's the size of a house, and then he's the size of a car, like transformed, not a car.
I think it's pretty on point.
Well, this one had Michael Bay didn't direct this.
He didn't touch this. So
less explosions. Got it.
No, there were explosions, but still, but it's
less explosions. Though.
Oh, yeah. If it was Michael Bay, she jumps in, and then everything above her explodes while she's diving in.
Also,
and then there's explosions inside of it, and then her shirt starts falling off.
Yeah,
they didn't have any of that stuff.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, no, I was more interested in the Cybertron stuff. I wanted to see a whole movie on that than I
really. I thought that was incredibly incoherent, where I was just like, who's the bad guys? Who's the good guys? They all sound and look the same.
You know the story from the past. Decepticons, Autobots.
The Decepticons are the good ones, obviously, from the name.
Duh.
they also brought that up in the movie.
That happens in the movie.
Decepticon. We should not trust them. Literally, his name is Decepticon.
Yeah, like the human American military is like, we should trust these guys. And I'm pretty sure there's a point where in front of the humans, they turn around and be like, we're going to betray these guys, right?
Yeah.
It's like these giant mountains of machines are whispering.
Self-thinking machines.
And also, they sound like this.
We're good guys.
We're the good guys. Good.
Where's Hitler? We need to help him.
I can see why they made this movie, but it's just... No, I was not.
It's also just like a rehash of the first one.
Well, and they also tried to...
Bernie Mac in this one, too?
I wish.
I think
really
they did.
That role? Bernie Mac in that role?
Yeah, he was the best part of that.
Where he had like a petting zoo, and he's like...
Like that yell at his grandma.
Oh my god,
that was great! I love that scene. Oh, I don't know why. I just love that scene.
That is such a cinematic goal.
Such a waste of Bernie Mac, and that was his last movie.
There was something else I wanted to mention about this as well. Oh, so clearly the writers or director, whoever,
didn't care.
Saw the Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And then they tried to throw in the music nostalgia.
Oh, God.
And
none of it stuck. Well, I mean, honestly, it's the 80s. So. The music was the only thing that reminded me that this was the 80s.
Really?
What I didn't like about the first Guardians of the Galaxy was that song was so fucking annoying by the end of the movie.
What song?
Hooked on a Feeling.
Oh, I love that song.
And it's a good song, but when you hear it every time you see Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Right. It's a dude. He's the main character of the movie. Every 5 seconds. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every fucking 10 seconds of the movie, it gets annoying.
They tried to do that with 80s music, and, you know,
I get knocked down, and I get up again.
No, was it the Rick Roll?
I don't know.
That's 90s.
The hell was the one where she put it in immediately heard 2 seconds Rickroll. And he like
never gonna give you up.
Yeah, that song. Yeah, that lasted 2 seconds and he immediately spit it out. Like it's just
because it's comedy.
Yeah, it kind of fell flat.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a forced like comedic thing.
That's the comedy in this movie.
Oh God, it's forced.
Yeah, it was forced. Yeah, it was forced.
Which you said because like,
honestly,
was it Haley? Was it
Steinfeld?
She's a good actress.
Oh yeah,
she is.
She was like
she
amazing.
She was in my Pitch Perfect.
She was in True Grit.
Yeah, she was amazing in True Grit.
Yeah, Perfect. Right, Pitch Perfect. Yeah, the singing.
I did hear. Was it Edge of 17 was actually really good too, which she's in with Woody Harrelson, where she plays like a high school student. I heard that was really good, but she's known to be a good actress, and then like,
yeah, this wasn't.
She's in Bumblebee.
This wasn't. I mean,
next to John Cena, she's.
Sorry, yeah, this wasn't her top billing.
Honestly, John Cena, I keep coming back to him.
Why do you keep coming back to him?
Because like,
it's John Cena.
His whole
stop it.
His whole plot line. Feels like it's from a different movie.
Or like a WWE
script. That's because
script.
He came from the Marine movie, and now he's in this.
Oh, God, are we doing a John Cena universe now?
No, no.
We did one with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, but John Cena I don't think has it big enough.
Plus, I don't know.
Nobody can see it.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
For those listening, he did the John Cena you can't see me thing with his hands.
If you don't know what that is, YouTube it.
You know what that is, Google it.
Or just try and swipe the screen with your backside of your hand, and then you'll know.
But, like, I love the point where, like, at the end, when he, like, forgives Bumblebee for some reason, because Bumblebee hurt him or something?
Yeah, I was going to say, what did Bumblebee do?
I forgive you for being a car.
But then he salutes Bumblebee.
Yeah.
You're also a soldier of the United States military.
Well, yeah, because he found out he's a soldier from that like recording or whatever it is. But it's just he does that. Like Bumblebee's reaction, just really, it's the John Cusack thing from that movie with the speaker in the football field.
Like holds up the
and then he raises his fist. It's
oh
just,
my God!
Oh, what the hell was the name of that movie? Was that
Breakfast Club? Breakfast Club is the one with like.
Yeah, I fucking hate that movie.
John Cusack is the he did the speaker above the boombox above the head
in the stadium.
It
right?
wasn't in a stadium. It was in front in a girl's first.
There was something. Yard. Somebody had a stadium in a football field.
That would be Breakfast Club, and that wasn't John's.
That wasn't John Cusack. That was
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez.
Oh wow,
yep, you're right.
I was like, what person do I know from that movie? Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, it's in the movie. Does the fist bump?
Yeah. Anyway,
and that movie's also in Pitch Perfect. Oh, see what we did there?
We brought it back around.
Full circle. Bring it back around, son.
So Pitch Perfect. No.
So John Cena.
So Bumblebee, yeah, we went a lot longer than I thought on this.
It's just like this movie is insane and not in a good way.
No, it wasn't that good. It wasn't
like,
that good.
If I could somehow describe generic insanity, that's what this movie is.
Yeah. It was 99-cent rental. Definitely not worth the 99 cents.
Glad I didn't watch it then.
Just wait. You don't watch any of the Transformers movies.
I've watched the first three.
Oh.
The
third one, I almost died, and I refused to watch another.
So the last one is Transformers. Second one is Dark of the Moon.
No. Revenge of the Fallen.
And the third one is Dark of the Moon. I've seen the first three. That's it. Then I stopped.
Yeah. That's the last one I saw.
Age of Extinction.
You saw Bumblebee, John, Sam.
Yeah, until Bumblebee.
Yeah, well, it's not the last one I saw then.
I was worried I wouldn't be able to understand what was going on.
Who was the main character
in
Bumblebee?
John Cena.
Da-da-da-da.
All right, moving on. Let's do, what did I have?
John Wick.
Go ahead. John Wick 3.
Go John
Wick. So I finally completed the trilogy, John Wick. And it's more of the same. That's all I can really say. It's just a bunch of different people die in a certain way.
So what's his motivation in the third movie?
The third movie picks up immediately after the second.
I haven't seen the second. I haven't seen any of them, to be honest.
Okay.
Same
so
here.
I have input from something my wife does.
So the second movie, it ends with him basically getting excommunicated from the society as a whole. So nobody can take him in, protect him, whatever. Everybody's out to kill him. And then the third is picking up right after that. He tries to flee New York City, but for some reason there's like 700,000 assassins in New York City. Don't know why.
It's a big city.
It's just,
well, there's 8 million people, so I mean,
it's
a good ratio.
Bound some of them.
One in eight people are assassins. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, but they all live south of... Either way, it's just... And obnoxiously, there's no police in any internet of this movie. And there's just gun battles going on. But it's just
kills them all.
Lawrence Fishburne is in this, which is... He was in the second one as well, and I kind of liked it. But they build out this world even more. And it's... They created this entire culture and society that I fell in love with. I don't know why. I think it's the coolest thing ever. Granted, the society of assassins is not really something you should be supporting, but the world itself is cool.
Unless you're really good at it.
Unless what?
Unless you're really good at it.
Yeah, and John Wick is one of the best, if not the best, at it, supposedly. This is just the lore that has been built in these movies. So,
I mean, he's killed like 50,000 people, so I'm going to believe
at
that.
At least. In the second one, I would be shocked. He was going through the entire Brooklyn Museum, killing 10 people per room. It's unreal. But I don't know. The world was built out. The third movie is the same as the second. It's very, very similar. You get Halle Berry, which is just, you know, okay. And then they build out his kind of background and how he came to be and things. And, you know, I didn't really care for that. But it's more the same. Keanu kind of found his niche. Mm. I'm liking it. I'm liking what he's doing right now. So
all
right. I liked it a lot. It was great to the trilogy. It makes me so excited to see the Continental, just a show coming out on Stars or Showtime. I forget which one it was.
Okay.
But they're doing a TV show for the Continental, which... I don't think it's going to have Keanu, but it's going to be in that world, which I think is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely set it up for a fourth one.
Yep.
So, why not? I'd do it.
So, my two cents to that. The first John Wick is the only movie where a dog dies that my wife likes. Because he gets revenge on everyone that killed his dog. He kills everyone that killed his dog.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone involved with the murder of his dog was killed.
Yep.
So it's like the ultimate revenge story for my wife.
Oh, and it carries through to the third one.
Yeah, I think she saw the second one, and then she's probably going to watch the third one now.
Well, the third one, it's all about, you know, why did you get back in the game just because of a stupid dog?
I think I'm back. I hate that fucking line in the first movie.
Yeah.
I've only seen the trailers.
It's him trying to get out. So the second one is him getting called back to do something. So it's a solid trilogy. You know 100% what you're going to get when you go in. Some decent death scenes the whole time and insane accuracy by Keanu Reeves, but...
Well, he's a good guy. The good guys always shoot well.
Yeah, all the bad guys are shooting like a Star Wars stormtrooper and...
Point blank range. Shoots backwards.
Four, five, and six. Yeah, anyway. It's 2019, right? 2018? 2019? Do I rate this?
John Wick came out this year. 2019.
I'm going to give this a 7.7.
Okay. You get to write that on the board. 7.7. There you go. So you put that on par with How to Train Your Dragon 3. So you like
trilogies.
The third movie in a series, you give 7.7.
Yeah,
so basically, John's going to super like the next Star Wars movie.
Oh, man. Let's not even get into
Chris. I'm calling everyone John today.
Right, John?
Yeah. We'll edit that out.
I was thinking about doing a John voice, but then I couldn't figure out what a John voice would sound like.
All right, let's get into Serenity quick.
All right,
because we still have to do the game. Oh,
so not the one about Firefly.
Nope. So this one stars Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Diane Lane is in it. That dude who plays the Terminator in Terminator Genisys.
Hate the way that's spelled.
I know. That's why I say Genisys, not Genesis. So it's about a fisherman on this like little small tropical port town thing. And his ex-wife comes up, Anne Hathaway comes up and is like, hey, I need you to kill my husband. He's an abusive guy and he's an asshole and I need you to kill him. And Matthew McConaughey has to decide whether or not he wants to kill him or not. But... there's a reason this movie was notorious, because it goes from, okay, your average, like, kind of, like, subpar thriller to batshit crazy.
So I've heard why this is batshit crazy.
Did you not watch it?
I have not watched
okay.
it.
Okay. Pat, have you heard anything about this movie?
No, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to download it and watch it on the plane ride home.
Yeah, you should. Like, I recommend everyone needs to watch this movie. I know, Chris, you're shaking your head. Because I'm going to spoil the twist. Because it needs
you,
to be
you
stated.
Have to. It was done 50% of the way
yeah,
through.
Yeah, halfway
movie.
Through the movie, you find out, literally,
Matthew McConaughey is the husband.
They're in a game. Like a video
a
game.
A video game. Created.
Right?
Guess who it was created by?
His son.
John Cena.
So, his son created a game where all he does is play as his dad and fishes. And
every
the reason
day.
Why he fishes is because, and he quotes to his stepdad, if I didn't fish all day, I would kill you. Because his stepdad is very abusive towards his mom. And so, like, some random dude in glasses shows up and is like, oh, by the way, you're in a game. Here's a fish finder.
You knew the movie was nuts the second you saw the guy who's wearing a three-piece black suit yeah. walks
across
the water.
Across the water, yeah. And you're like, what is with this guy? And this was a random
yeah,
scene.
A quarter of the way through the movie, you hear on the radio some guy saying, today's the day to catch that big fish. And I'm like, yeah. This isn't real. None of this is real.
It's so, it literally goes so batshit crazy so quickly. And not in a good way. Like, I'm still confused why Diane Lane is in this movie.
Mm.
Like, right? Why is she
completely
in this movie?
Useless?
Yeah, like, she's a well-known actress, a good actress.
Well, she probably saw Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway.
Maybe,
and that's
like,
it. That's probably what you
her...
saw.
Two Oscar award winners.
Yeah, like,
and one Lincoln sponsor.
Yeah, but like, so like, I like my brain still can't wrap around how batshit crazy this movie was.
It's very Matthew McConaughey being Matthew McConaughey.
Pat is driving his imaginary Lincoln holding his money right now.
That's what he did in the commercial.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, the Lincoln, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's good radio right there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this movie
sucked. Oh, my God. Like, I'm happy I watched it because of how batshit crazy it gets. Like, I heard the twist, how it was all like a video game, but like how it came to be, it's just like there's that scene where he's like, I'm gonna take your husband out on the ocean, I'm gonna bring him back safe, and he's putting the ice in the trailer, and Anne Hathaway like looks at him, she's like, he hears you talking to him through the computer screen. It's like, what? First of all, what kind of line is that? And second of all, it's out of the blue that she says something like that.
So, they're aware that they're in a video
no.
game.
No.
No, they're not.
Not until the guy in a three-piece suit, who is also part of the video game,
right.
says that they're in a video game. Because
the point of the video game is for Matthew McConaughey's character to go out and catch fish.
The big tuna.
Justice is its name.
Yeah, sorry, Justice.
But, like, that's his, like,
do you get it?
Right?
Metaphor.
Well, actually, in the end, you'll get it.
Yeah. But like, so that's his purpose in this video game is he always goes out, he fishes, he comes back, and that's it. And it's his son playing as him in the game.
But he's creating the game. He actually is a computer programmer, and
he's
creates
like,
the game.
Yeah, he's like a
IT genius.
Yeah,
whatever.
He's a genius. He's a teenager, young teenager. I have to state that. Because Matthew McConaughey fucks Diane Lane multiple times in this movie. So you're literally playing a game.
And his mom.
And his mom once. Yeah. His mom. So you're literally playing a game at being your dad, fucking a random person.
Every day. It was every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah.
For money so you can go fish. What?
So you don't kill your stepdad.
Oh, in the end, he ends up killing his stepdad.
Yeah, in the end, it's Matthew McConaughey catches Justice.
Yep.
But then...
gives the reel to...
the guy, stepdad, the guy dies, yeah.
And then he hooks him in, and then he's taken into the water. And
but then the kid dies. Who's creating it kills the stepdad for being abusive to his right. mom.
Not sure how the two relate.
Nope. No idea.
Not quite no sure. No idea. Not really.
That's a little unclear. It also, the end of it is also like the kid running down the boat ramp.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll see you soon, daddy. And he runs down the boat ramp. And I'm like, Matthew McConaughey is in purgatory.
Yeah.
In purgatory. Well, that's what it is.
It ends up like the final part of this movie, it's revealed that he went to the Afghan war and died while over there. And then she remarried this dude. And
who's abusive.
Who's abusive. So basically Matthew McConaughey in the real world is dead.
Yeah. So he's in purgatory in this video game. And the kid's like, I'll see you soon. But the next scene you see is the kid running to him in the boat. I'm like, did the kid commit suicide?
Yeah,
something?
I don't know. I don't get it. This movie, like I said, halfway through.
Have you
ever
watched Black Mirror?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's from the episode where they're the Star Trek episode.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's in the new season.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new season.
Or the second to last season.
Yeah, it's somewhat recent. But yeah, this movie literally goes, like, it's somewhat normal in the first half. Like, it feels like a thriller, like a normal thriller. Once you find out that he's in a video game, it just goes so batshit crazy in a bad way. Like, how that, like, Diane Lane's kid, like, randomly shows up places.
Yeah.
But it's the computer game trying to prevent Matthew McConaughey from killing this dude. But it's like, because that's not the programming, so he's going against the programming. But it's like, but why?
That's not explained.
Yeah.
None of that is explained.
Nothing is explained. It's just like, don't worry about it. It's a video game.
The Fish Finder cut out. Diane Lane cut out.
Buy a Lincoln.
And they're like, you could do plenty of things on the island, like catch fish or play find the cat.
Oh, yeah, the cat. The cat. The missing cat.
Just
I don't know.
This movie,
this movie was just so far out there that...
Yeah. Like, I
don't know how... Somebody must have thought this was a good idea.
I agree. But, like, I don't know how his other movies are lately, but, like, I feel like Matthew McConaughey kind of went, like, all out in this movie, like, expecting, like, this to be a lot better than it was. Because his descent into madness is genuine, I feel. Like, towards the end, you kind of feel for the guy, like... His acting, he does an amazing job, like, for his descent into madness. But the problem is, the movie is just so bad. And I have to... There's two scenes that I have to bring up. The first is when he's walking naked to the cliff to go, quote, shower.
And, yeah, I know.
Like, he's walking, and
we
all of a sudden...
see Matthew McConaughey naked?
Oh,
you
yeah,
see his ass
the camera work.
Yeah, ooh. Where, like, the camera's, like, next to him, and he goes... and goes behind him and then goes and it makes those noises, by the way, like back to this, like in front of him and then back to behind him, and then you see Anne Hathaway for
random,
the first time
though.
Yeah, first time you see Anne Hathaway, she's at a bar. It's
do you see her naked?
You see her ass
close enough.
The funny thing is, I didn't know what you said, but I knew what you said.
Yeah, no, that's I don't know, man. This movie stunk.
Oh my god,
hard.
It was so bad. But like,
it still doesn't fall into this. Like, it should never have been made. But
no, it should not have been made.
It's right above it.
This
you
movie
mean, like,
should
Dragon
not.
Dragon Ball Evolution.
No, that should have been made. That should have gotten a sequel. Still demand a sequel. I know Sam's in the same boat.
Do we want to rate this now? Let's
you
rate
go
it now.
First.
What
you
was the Rim
first.
Of the World again? Quick synopsis.
Oh god, Rim of the World. Wow, where is that? You gave it a 5.
No,
I
what
gave
was
it 5
the
two.
Story on that?
What do you mean?
I forgot.
That was the kids saving the day from the aliens.
Oh yeah. Okay. Good point.
Yeah. I'm going a tad bit higher to a 5.3.
I thought you were going to say a ten. I'm giving. This
I'm going
a
tad bit higher.
A tad.
No, I give this a 5.2.
You get go 5.2.
Yeah.
Well, you gave you so
it's,
you went.
No,
a little
I forgot
higher.
The story of Rim of the World.
Oh yeah,
I forgot
yeah.
The story. That's why I asked.
Yeah, because our problem with Rim of the World is we didn't know who was directed for. Like, it was kind of for kids, but it was kind of for adults.
What'd you give it?
I believe it was directed by Mick G.
I went with a 5.3.
That's his name,
Mick G. Yeah,
that is his real name.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So this movie was horrible. It's free on Amazon. You need to watch it.
No, you don't.
No, well, you do.
No.
You
if,
do.
If
like,
you have any idea, if you want to see a bad movie, watch it.
But, like, not just a bad movie, like, a movie that just goes batshit crazy in the worst possible way.
With zero, well, not zero explanation, but not enough.
Yeah, there's no explanation why. Like,
half a movie is not enough to explain this movie.
It's so insane. Like,
is it one of those movies where they explain it and you're just like, no, no, something different. Give me something different other than that explanation.
Yeah, there was parts of it where you're just like, no, I don't want that. You need to fix it.
Give me a different one.
There's little like the climax of this movie is like you're watching them try to kill the dude on the boat. At the same time, the kid is like, he grabs a knife to go kill his stepdad. So you're like, but why, if the dude dies in the game, does he die in real life when the kid's playing the game? And once he steps away from the computer, then the people don't do anything anymore because that's how video games work.
It seems like
it's
it seems like the rules of this universe were not explained.
Yeah, not at all.
It should have been like a journal instead of a video game.
Yeah.
I think it would have made more sense where the kid's like writing down the notes and be like, oh, this is the life I created for my dad but because like,
what
he's
if,
dead.
What if it ended and all of this, even like the kid in real world making a video game, was inside an autistic kid's head looking at a snow globe.
Oh, no. My goodness.
Okay, so the movie that this actually reminded me most of, I don't know if you guys remember it, but 13th Floor, where the people create an altered reality of like the 20s, and people go there and stuff.
I have seen this. Yes. I don't remember all of it, but
it kind of is the same kind of feel. But I feel like 13th Floor was done much better.
It was a little bit more comprehensive.
Yeah, it made more sense.
Was John Cusack in that?
No, he was in 13th Room or 1308 or something.
Yeah, 1308, I believe, is the name.
Is that like an elevator?
No, it was...
1308 is with Samuel L. Jackson.
All right. Should we move on to the game then?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's move on to the game.
All right, we're moving on to the game. So because Pat is our guest tonight, we are playing the game. Pat, you're the first person since Ryan to play this game because he's played it twice now and has defeated our knights both times, unfortunately, for Sam, Chris, and John, who's not here. So maybe that's a plus for you? Maybe it's
not
plus
with
for
the
them.
Categories that Pat chose.
Pat went very strong on what he knows. He went with Harry Potter, Dragon Ball, and Pokemon.
Hopefully, I might struggle with Pokemon.
Yeah, you're hoping for Gen 1 questions. So, to review the
clearly,
game...
Clearly, Sean's the one that you're not up against.
Yeah,
Sean,
yeah, don't worry. Challenge. You're not up against me. Because I feel like most of these I'm pretty good at. So, once again, rules of the game. I'm going to ask a question. You guys all have a dry erase board in front of you. You're going to have a couple seconds. Hurry up. Write down your answer. Pens down. Pat, you're going to reveal your answer. If you get it right, you get a point. If not, you can steal a point from the knights. One of them might have gotten it correct. If you pick correctly, you steal the point. If you did not, they take the point, unless nobody got it right, which means no one gets the point. Very simple. Very simple.
Got it.
All right. So, Pat, you pick these three categories. Which one do you want first?
Pokemon.
We're going Pokemon.
Pokemon.
All right. There is a rumor that Mew is nearly the same as which Pokemon? Go. And pens down. That was quick. So Pat, let me write. V Knights. I never wrote that down. So. All right, so we have a scorecard. Pat said...
I have no idea. I didn't write anything down.
Yeah, he didn't write any Pokemon down. So, can somebody steal this? One of the knights, Chris...
He's got to guess.
Oh,
he's got to say, just say if one of us got right.
Well, he's got to guess
if one of us
so
got it right.
Any of them get it right? Do you think either one of them got
it? What if I think both of them got it wrong?
Then nobody gets a point. If nobody gets it right, no one gets it.
I'm going to go with Sam then.
Sam got... Okay, so Sam.
Jigglypuff.
Sam went with Jigglypuff, which is wrong.
Pikachu.
It's not Pikachu either. Okay, it is Ditto.
Damn it, I was going to write Ditto. I really was.
It's Ditto, yes. I believe that Ditto and Mew are the same. All right, do you want to pick a different category?
Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball, we're going Dragon Ball. Ready?
What is it, first to five?
Yes, yeah, first to five. I have a strong feeling on this one for Pat. What android does Cell absorb in order to achieve his second transformation? All right, pens down, Pat.
Android 18.
It is not Android 18.
Second transformation.
It is Android 17.
He gets 17 first.
To get his second transformation, because he starts as that like weird thing.
Because he transforms. That was a confusing question.
I'm sorry. That's the question that I've got here.
Wait, what was it? Read the question again.
It says, what android does Cell absorb in order to achieve his second transformation?
So transforming the second time is how I interpreted it.
No.
His second transformation, he only transformed
three times. Because there's
he has three forms, but he transforms twice.
Yeah.
But the second transformation is the second.
His second form.
So All right.
I'm going to go with Chris.
So he said, Chris?
I said two.
Oh, Sam, what did you say?
I said the Droid 5.
So nobody got a point.
Wow. Back to my questions. No one gets a point.
Who was it? I don't know.
Android
it was
17. 17. It was 17.
Oh, of course.
Was that the girl or the boy?
That was
girl.
The guy. That was the boy. 18 was the girl.
All right.
Next
category. Harry Potter.
Go ahead, Harry Potter.
Wait, the second transformation? Then it would have been 18. It would have been the girl.
Who is also known...
Yeah, you're right. It
would have
been 18.
Who is also known as Padfoot? This is a very easy question. Who is also known as Padfoot?
Don't waste your time, guys.
Yeah. Pat, what did you say?
Sirius Black.
You are correct. It is Sirius Black.
So it's not Smeagol?
No.
No, it is not. Sorry, Sam.
He should get a point for the 18.
Let's go to Dragon Ball again.
What? Why?
That's correct. He was correct.
Okay.
His second form
would be right. His first transformation. And then his final form is his second transformation.
I got it online. Anyways, pick a...
Let's go Dragon Ball again.
Go DBZ. Or Dragon Ball. Who is the most powerful villain of Dragon Ball Z? Who could it be now?
Majin Buu.
Pat, you are correct. It is Majin Buu. Sam, what did you say?
Entropy.
I feel like Sam's answers are just going to be...
Let's go Pokemon again.
Oh, we're going Pokemon.
I'm trying to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, trying to do a little tricky questions.
Well, they are tough questions, but I mean, Dragon Ball is more... Oh, this is easy. Who are the members of the Team Rocket trio? Oh, God. I'm afraid of what Sam's going to write.
Jesse, James, and Meowth.
It is Jesse, James, Meowth. Sam?
I was actually going to put the right answer.
Oh, wow.
Just in case he didn't get it.
I didn't do Jesse and James. I knew Meowth, but I didn't.
Yeah, you got a third. 33%.
So what's the score? 3-1.
Right now it is 3-1. 3-0 actually, because you guys didn't get it.
Oh yeah, we didn't get it. Oh damn,
you guys are
Harry Potter.
Slacking.
We don't have any say in this.
If I get it right, I get it right.
Yeah.
For Harry's 17th birthday, what color did Hermione turn the leaves of the Weasley's crabapple tree?
I'm going to go with blue, Alex.
It is not blue, but you can steal the point from one of these two. Who do you think might have gotten it correct?
I think Chris is desperate, so he's going to write the right answer.
Ooh, Chris is desperate.
I said yellow.
Yellow. Sam, what did you write?
The color of money.
Okay. I'm going to give it to Pat because it was gold, which is kind of a form of yellow.
That's bullshit. He has to get it
right.
Then
I would have wrote gold.
What?
Then I would have wrote gold.
Okay,
there's no difference between
no point.
No, that means they don't get a point either way.
No point.
Either, right?
No point.
All right. Okay.
Color still, specific, still Sean. We have 18 colors in our spectrum. We're not chicks who have 732.
All right, Pat, next category.
Let's go Dragon Ball again.
Dragon Ball.
I need to get answers right here.
I know, right? During the Saiyan saga.
Got it.
What does the scouter say about Goku's power level?
Are we talking anime or?
Are you talking numbers?
I'm gonna write them both.
Yeah, if you know both, write them both.
I'm not even gonna. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So in the anime, it's over 8,000. In the cartoon, it's over 9,000.
All right. You are correct. It is over 9,000.
I wrote just saying.
And you spelled saying wrong.
All right.
Are you honestly shocked at that?
So that's 4 points.
4 points.
Somebody was criticizing me for not spelling Pikachu right.
I got points. Yeah, I got points. I got points to spare. Pokemon.
All right. We're going back Pokemon.
I'm gonna win with the hard one. Let's get score four, then I'm going to cut her again.
What was the first Pokemon Ash caught in the wild? All right. Wait for Chris to finish.
Pat? I just won this game.
He did just win this because it is Caterpie. Sam, what did you write?
Ah, that's right. It's Caterpie. I wrote Pidgey, but he fights Pidgey first.
Yeah, I wrote Pidgey too, yeah.
It is because, yeah, he fights the Pidgeys, and Pikachu uses Thunderbolt. But Caterpie, which is when he says goodbye to Butterfree in that one episode, it's such a tearjerker.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he's saying goodbye to his first wild-caught Pokemon. Pat just won the game. Congratulations, Pat.
I feel like this game's rigged against
us. It's 100% rigged against us. It's 100% rigged against us.
Hey, you guys had some chances. And,
No, we had like two chances.
Hey,
and most of the time it was him guessing if I was right, and I knew the answer, and I wrote the wrong one.
Yeah, it was a little easy. He kind of like knocked me out with the categories.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. The
only one was Pokemon. That was the only one I knew something about.
I chose the hardest category out of those three.
Yeah.
To win. Just true. Saying.
Maybe we should choose the categories.
Ooh.
Yeah,
maybe the next guest.
Next
we'll
guest, we might choose. Categories.
All right, let's wrap it up for this week, though. Thank you, Pat, for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
So, if you like all of our episodes, you can find them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsUnderTheSuit. That does it for us for this week. Until next time,
bye.
Adios.